For today, proposal is, first I'll give a brief summary of the current status, what we have and what we discussed during last call. Then we hear an update from Keith. Is it okay with you, Keith?
Or Bart, I mean, I was just saying that
Bart,
you could,
yeah,
because we spoke to Leslie yesterday, so maybe you could just brief,
about the conversation yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we must discuss how we're going to work, like schedule or something, about our calls and things like that. So first of all, the brief summary. So we theoretically we have to look into election process.
I think
but
there's an echo on the line. I'm sorry, can those who do not speak mute? Muting is star 6, unmute is star 7.
Oh, now I don't hear anyone. Okay, but that's okay. We are supposed to look at the election process, the voting. But voting is in general much more than just elections, because we have to vote about different other issues like PDP. So perhaps we should broaden the scope of our team and just look at the voting process in general. I try to summarize everything for myself, how it looks from Secretariat point of view, for example, but all those things you have to do. I tried to summarize that in the document which was sent to you. I hope you had time to have a look at it. But during a call last week, we also discussed some other issues that emerged if we start looking at the voting process. First of all, currently we have division into regions. But is it is this division fair? I can't find better word here. So, for example, there are only 4 members in North American region and more than 40 members in Asia Pacific region. Obviously, the number of members in North America won't grow significantly. Okay, maybe just a couple more if they get added to this North American region. But in any case, of course, the number in North America won't reach 40-plus, so it's just impossible. So what if we abandon the division into regions and become CCTLD community at large? In this case, we should solve some other problems like representation. How will we ensure this geographical diversity? One of the proposals would be that NOMCOM nominate five councillors and some more, like 3 or maybe like 5 or something. More councillors are elected by a community in direct elections. Another emerging problem is that more and more, as we get more and more members on the CCNSO, not all members are equally active. And it, as we saw during last elections, it's really hard to get a quorum. And we can't make our members to vote. So if it's not possible to make them vote, probably we should look into issues how we're going to deal with validity of voting. So, how to solve the quorum problem. Another issue is the size of the registry versus votes. Currently, regardless of the number of domain names you represent, you get 1 vote. But again, is it fair? Because there are registries with numbers of domain names, like millions of domain names, and there are registries with only a couple of hundreds or thousands. Currently, they are equally represented in CCNSO. We could discuss, is this model fine, or we could just propose some changes in the bylaws. So that's a short summary of what we discussed and some issues that currently we have on the table. So, Bart, what do you think? What did you discuss yesterday?
Keith was on the phone.
Sorry, can I just quickly interrupt and say, Youngham, we put you on mute because your line caused the echo, so if you want to say something, you need to press star 7. Yep, sorry. Go ahead.
It's a... Keith, please interrupt if I misrepresent the conversation of yesterday evening.
Sure.
It's very clear there are some fundamental questions about the underlying principles of the CCNSO, because that's what you're discussing. And if I look at the summary of Gabi, say, that's captured, in a way. And it's also clear that, say, if you look at the mandate of this small group, it's well beyond its mandate. What we discussed, and there are some other issues associated with it as well. What came out yesterday at the meeting was that, say, maybe it's a good idea that this small group would compile a discussion paper for the, relating to these over or underlying principles and overarching issues for the council workshop in Beijing, because it is about representation, and say part of it, say, and that's what we discussed yesterday, and I know Keith is aware, but I don't know to what extent you are aware of it. Say some of the issues you touched upon are discussed already in other fora as well. So it's like, for instance, the geographic regions. There is a board working group on geographic regions, which is, it's taking quite some time, which is chaired by Dave Archibald, say, a CCTLD. And, say, they came up with, for instance, they draft or they propose a redefinition of the geographic regions. And if you look at that, for instance, the thing you noted about North America is that it will increase from 4 to 20 territories. So there are alternatives as well. So I think moving forward, it might be, say, regarding these principal question, is that as part of, say, a study or doing the regular work, looking into the voting, is that this small group prepares a discussion paper for the council meeting. And if you will, say, the agenda for the upcoming council call will, one of the items will be awareness for the, the council workshop in Beijing. And this, this could be well part of that discussion in Beijing.
This is Youngham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree completely with you, Bart, because I thought this group was, the mandate of this group was to discuss the process of the election, not the election mechanism itself. Because it was found that during the last election, there were problems with definition of timelines, nominations, who had the right to vote. And so I thought we were going to discuss mostly the procedural aspect of the election, not the fundamental philosophy behind the election mechanism. And so I think I agree with you, those are very important issues that we should discuss. But as Bart said, it is being discussed in other fora. So I would like to make the suggestion that we actually focus more on the process.
I think, it's Kate here, I think there's sort of two aspects here. One is that if we looked solely at the issues that arose in Gabby's report in this election, we can probably come up with some reasonable solutions in some ways. But I think, to me, those issues are the tip of the iceberg of a much more significant problem, which I think that this group could actually look at as well. So, you know, I think we should probably be thinking about a short-term role to try and get short-term solutions to those immediate problems. But I think we need to engage with the council more in terms of some of these more fundamental issues and you know, the longer-term solutions to them. So, yeah, I think to me it's you can't look at one without the other in a way. So, you know, it would be best if this group took ownership.
And say, to add to what Keith said, if you understood that, say, this group should just focus on say the procedural aspect, I'd say that I fully agree with Keith that say you need to do both, and say, or put it the other way around, one doesn't exclude the other. The only thing is, say, if you start looking into it, and that's where the IDM-PDP working group ran into, say, there are some other issues as well that are recorded there, which they couldn't address. But there is no overarching, or there is no complete overview of all these different issues. And I think if this group would come up with, say, just a paper identifying the major issues, or even, say, doing a broad brush overview of the issues they have identified, and then bring this back to the council, and then move, say, for a discussion with the council, and in the meantime, look at some of the procedural issues, but also look at the election tools, because that's going to be important in the very short time, in the very short run. I think then it will have a full agenda.
This is Yang. I fully agree that the underlying issue is very important, that we need to discuss it. But I just think that it is not it is kind of beyond the mandate of this group. That's what I was saying. So I fully agree with the idea that we should at least pose to the council that there are some issues that this group could not deal with, but considered very important and very much possibly related to the issues that we are talking about. And so I fully agree with that.
Yang-Am, this is Gabby. The thing is, the issue for me is here that I'm wondering, is it worth starting to work on the process, etc., if we haven't cleared everything that's in the back? Because the process of not everything, but very much is influenced by the background philosophy, like the geographic regions and so on. So it's in a way it would be weird to fix a small problem which would then need to be fixed again. So I'm not sure if it's not better to start, doing it properly and then fix the process, which is just much easier than to fix the big thing.
I think Gabby's reflecting very much the view that we reached with Leslie in the call yesterday too, that short-term temporary solutions can be done for expedience, but the broader issues are starting to roll in from everywhere. So I think expanding, there would be no issue from Leslie and Byron and my perspective to expand the role of this working group to cover the greater issues. And it may be that we need to increase the membership of this group to share the workload and add expertise in various areas as well, should that happen. So I don't think we want to rush into it, and I think a lot more discussion in the council workshop in Beijing will help us a lot.
Yeah,
I just wanted to let you know that Sokol has joined the call.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Hi, Sokol.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. So let me to summarize it. Do I understand correctly? So first of all, as agreed during last call last week, I sent email to Leslie trying to summarize some of the issues we identified. Haven't heard from her back yet, but if she's in favor. So we just proposed to the council to extend our mandate. If that's okay, so we also ask other members, councillors, to join the team. And then we try to summarize, probably describe in more detail and propose some solutions for these issues and so present them to the council in Beijing. Do I understand you correctly?
Probably it's because you're touching upon some of the real fundamentals of the CCNSO.
Yeah, sure.
You cannot do this without a full-blown policy development process, unfortunately.
Of course. No, that's quite clear. And,
So if you look at the order, I would suggest that, say, you've already captured some of the issues that, say, between now and Beijing, say, first of all, look at some of the low-hanging fruit for the election process, but at the same time do the more interesting thing of identifying some of the issues, and it's very clear that's not in the mandate currently of this small group, but at least prepare a discussion paper or even a presentation for the council working group, and then at the council meeting itself in Beijing, what you can see is that the role of the mandate of this group could be expanded, because then you have a clear way forward. But I think what is far more important is to bring on board, say, the views of the other councillors, so everybody is aware, and start that discussion on what is needed, and based on, say, post-Beijing, that you start working on recommendations how to resolve it, not the solutions itself, because I think that, as I said, some of them will take a PDP, and then it will be a process on its own. But, say, a recommendation of this group to run a PDP on these particular issues.
Well, I mean, I just thought that this group was relatively small, and so, a process involving bylaws change should be done by done through the PDP, and so that's what I thought. But if everyone is willing to go that mile, I'm all for it.
No, but it's somebody, Yongam, somebody needs to raise the issues themselves and put them on the council agenda, and the
right.
Beijing workshop is the perfect moment to do this. It is just creating the awareness of say, some of the fundamental underlying issues.
Yeah, I think that's all we need to do for Beijing is just have a list of issues. I don't think we have the time or the capability of coming up with any proposed solutions or anything else. But my view is that if we could have an approach of identifying issues, then if as a result of Beijing, council agrees to expand the form and shape and scope of this working group, then we do that, and then identify any further issues, then go into developing what are the principles involved, what are the first principles that we should be adhering to, and then looking, do we need a policy development process or can we accommodate within existing bylaws and so on?
Keith, this is accommodating bylaws. Do you mean adjusting the bylaws themselves or, say, come up with interpretation rules?
Well, I think, no. Anything... I mean, if we can avoid changing the bylaws, which is a PDP in itself.
Yes, that's why I asked.
You know, then we should look to ways that we might be able to do that. And if we can't, then sort of doing the PDP. But I think if we use that first principles approach, identify the issues, look at what the principles should be in today's world, not what they were 10 years ago when we were looking to create the CCNSO, but what they should be today. And see how that marries up would be my preferred approach. I think that way we get some logic into the process.
Mm. Yeah, it what's interesting that, and I think, say if you look at the issues you've already identified, say Katrina and Keith, that you see already that some of these, for instance, I know more intimately what went on in the discussions of the IDN working group too. Say they've identified two principles already, and in working group one, there are some principles which are applicable as well. So that's why I thought if we can. If this group can come up with some issues, I can easily identify the groups, etc. If they have been working on it already, and what have been the results of those discussions.
Yeah, and I think it's not confined to just the current PDPs too. I mean,
No. Far broader than that. No, it's. But it's what you don't want to say, put it the other way around. Say, one of the risks is that, say, because of the work of this working group, that you see that the current PDP, because that runs into closure, that you overhaul again the whole discussion that went on in these working groups and in the PDPs.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. But I think, it all makes sense.
So I think, maybe this is, Katrina, this is just a suggestion to move forward that, look at, because, first of all, if you look at the timelines, the first upcoming election, council election, is around, starts again in August of this year. And the voting will take place, I think, with the current, intended post the Buenos Aires meeting. And that's one of the quick fixes in the guidelines, that the timelines need to be adjusted. If you look, the second or the third topic on the list was the election tool. The election tool becomes post-Beijing important because that election tool is not just used for council elections, but also for members' vote, in this case, on the upcoming PDP. And that's scheduled for post-Beijing, if all goes according to plan. But you never know. And then you've got, the final issues, and I think you've identified some already, and maybe on the email list we create an email address that we have this group has some discussion on more of the issues, and I can look up and Gabi can look up all the if you identify issues that we can check whether there are already. If there is ongoing work on this one, and maybe add some of the issues we've already encountered in some of the working groups, so that in that way you create a kind of overview to be presented to the council in Beijing at the workshop.
Yes, and that would be good to solve at least some problems, for example, problems with primary contacts prior to the first voting.
Yeah.
So in this respect, though, we just going to proceed the way Young suggested, that we look, identify issues with, you know, like bylaws and fundamental principles of CCNSO, and in parallel we're trying to find solutions just to make the process more efficient and
as a temporary solution, because because if you just look at it, say based on on today's discussion, if you look at it, some of these issues, if they're going to be resolved, will take at least over a year and then need to be implemented.
Yes, yeah, true. Okay, we have more or less clear things and issues we're going to work on. So now about the schedule, how are we going to do that? First of all, so we need regularly to hold some calls to look at the progress. So what about having calls every 2 weeks? My proposal is this same time, if it's okay with others. Because it proved to be really hard for us to find suitable time for everyone. So, first of all, Fridays at 10 UTC and every second week. So what do you think?
Okay with me.
Unless there are issues to be discussed, I think we can have the call every 2 weeks, but if there are no issues, then we have to do it less often.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you clearly. More often?
Yeah, this is so common. What I'm saying is, if there are issues, we can have the call every 2 weeks. But if there are no issues to be discussed, then we can have the call.
I understand that. Yeah. So normal procedure, we have them every second week. If we have some more urgent issues, we cannot solve over email, so we just set another call. Is it okay with everyone?
It's fine for me.
Does this time work for you?
This is 11 p.m. Friday night for me. And I think when we go into or out of daylight saving, it becomes midnight, which is still okay for me.
The other way around, I guess.
Well, it might be, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, late on Friday night, not usually a problem for me.
Okay. Or a bit earlier for you? Because I think CAT is the earliest time that we do it at 9 a.m. CAT, so 8 p.m. UTC, 8 a.m. UTC.
This time is probably better for me because it means I can do things on Friday evening if I need to.
Yeah.
So it's good for me, but I'm prepared to be guided by others or fit with others.
Okay, so I think agreed. Thank you very much, everyone. I'll try to summarize the issues we just discussed and to set some milestones for every item we must complete by the meeting in Beijing, and just send it out to the list. So any other updates, any other thoughts, any other ideas from anyone? If no, so I think we will just end the call. Thank you very much for joining, and see you in 2 weeks, which is 15th of February, 10 UTC.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.